50, 1310 WIBA. Madison in the morning and Ask the Experts. Hanging out with our computer experts from Troll Bites. We've got Sam with us this morning. Don't forget you can learn more about Troll Bites on their website, trollbites.com. That's troll, B-Y-T-E-S.com. Great resource to learn more about Troll Bites. Their telephone number, 608-437-5590. That's 608-437-5590. They are located right at 895 Springdale Street in beautiful Mount Horeb. And if you've got a question for Sam, love to get you on the air this morning. 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. Get you on the air with Sam. Sam, how you doing this morning, my friend?
My daughter Jacqueline had us up and working for her at 3:30 in the morning.
Oh, so
I'm not quite awake yet, but I'll do it. I'm doing all right. How are you, Sean?
I'm doing real well, my friend. Yeah, aren't they? They're lucky. They're so adorable at that age, or there'd be trouble.
Oh yes, because I mean I can be like in a state of like angry, sleep deprived delirium, and then all of a sudden I see her smile and just like. I can't. You're gonna be dangerous when you get older. I can't
see you. Well, it's good to have you on this morning, my friend. And you and I were chatting back and forth about a situation a friend of mine ran and found himself into over the weekend. And he's got just, I think it's like a Lenovo laptop. And he'd asked me, he said, hey, do you know if I could upgrade the RAM? And I said, yeah, probably. I said, what does it look like? And so he slid the back cover off and there were two slots and one was open and one was being used. And I said, yeah, just look up the specs. You can probably pick up some RAM and stick it in there. Be good to go. So he goes and he buys some RAM and sticks it in there. And since we're talking about it, you know what happened? He wasn't good to go.
What exactly happened?
Okay, so he does all this stuff. And John, if you're listening this morning, I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing with you. So he does all this stuff. He gets it put in, fires the computer up for the first time, and it's super slow booting. Like, it does not want to start. When it finally does start, a bunch of weird things are going on. The webcam doesn't work anymore. His audio doesn't work. All of his bookmarks and all of his stuff from his, like, web browser is gone. And it is running super, super slow. So I said, yeah, you know what? Why don't you try just, you know, rebooting it and maybe do, I know there's ways to the RAM, you can do like an extended check of the RAM, make sure that the chips are working all good. So he spends a day running this. It literally was like 20 hours to run this RAM check in Windows. Only to find out that Windows didn't find nothing, didn't find a thing. And then I ask him more about it, and he says, well, when I stuck the chip in, it didn't really want to go in. And I said, okay, that's not good. And I said, what do you mean? And he kind of put a little pressure, and I said, do you have it lined up right with the notch? He said, yeah, but it just didn't. I said, I don't know. This is one of those mistakes that I will say I personally get myself in. Like, I'll help people, and I assume that people kind of know, have like a base knowledge of stuff. And I realized once we got to that point, my buddy had no clue what he was doing. And had he simply brought it in to see you, you could have quickly done this, got the right stuff, and he wouldn't be in this predicament at all. There's a chance, and correct me if I'm wrong with this, that he may have really seriously messed something up.
Yeah, that's true. If he was able to get the RAM into the laptop and got it like snapped down and everything, then it's possible that he got the correct, style of RAM for it. But what's most likely the case that I'm thinking is that it's possible that he may not have the correct type of RAM that's needed. Like, for example, he probably has like PC3 style RAM, but he probably doesn't have the correct style of the PC3 RAM. The RAM check that ran didn't find anything wrong with the chip, but it is possible that that RAM chip could simply be a dud, even though it is brand new. We have run into that a couple of times where like brand new hardware right out of the box can experience problems within like almost immediately abuse. It's rare, but it does happen. If he would like to bring his computer into the shop, if possible, I would be more than happy to take a look at it, have him show me what exactly it is that he did, and then I would help him right there at the front desk and see what I can do.
Oh, that's awesome. How often, Sam, do you see things like that where people, and I know what was going on, is he just thought, I'll just do this real quick, no big deal, mm-hmm. and then you quickly realize what could have been a very quick project if it was done by a professional is not only going to take more time, but it's probably going to cost a little more money. How often do you see people, you know, maybe try and attempt something because it looks so easy in the YouTube video?
Actually, I usually don't see too much of that because a lot of my customers who have some sort of knowledge of computer workings, they usually know what they're doing. Normally, more often than not, I get the people, I'm not saying this to be rude, mm-hmm. but more often than not, I get people who, like, they get, like, a pop-up on their screen or, like, their keyboard light looks slightly different, and at that point, they're afraid to push any sort of button, so they just bring it into me.
That's not necessarily a bad plan either. I think one of the areas we often get in danger with in life is when we know just enough to be dangerous. That position where mm-hmm. it's like, you know, people that are like, I totally respect this. I don't know anything about computers, therefore I'm not going to do anything with my computer. If it's got a problem, I'll get it in. I'll have somebody that knows how to repair this stuff. I'll have them deal with it. And oftentimes, you know, the stuff that you're seeing are things that are pretty, for you, a pretty simple fix. But for somebody mm-hmm. that doesn't know a lot about computers, thankfully brought it to you because they could either have a simple fix or they can make matters much, much worse.
Yeah, I mean, the way that I like to think of it is, you know, I mean, I fix computers for a living, but I don't know the slightest thing about cars. I mean, if my car is making a weird sound or if I need to change tire, I mean, I'm not embarrassed to take it to people who, you know, do this sort of thing for a living. I mean, I would gladly pay for a guy who knows how to replace a tire in 5 minutes because, how many tires has he replaced in his life?
Yeah.
Probably hundreds. So, you know, that's how he got so good at it. So it's nothing to be embarrassed about. If you think your computer is having a problem and if you're not sure or if you're just, you know, too scared to, you know, do a little research for yourself, it's perfectly fine. We don't judge. Just bring it on in. I'll be happy to look it over for you.
Excellent. And again, right at 895 Springdale Street in beautiful Mount Horeb. That's 895 Springdale Street, beautiful Mount Horeb. That's where you'll find Troll Bites, the website, trollbites.com. That's Troll, BYTES.com. And their telephone number, 608-437-5590. That's 437-5590. Sam, talking to you again in about 30 minutes. Till then, you take care, my friend.
I will. See you later, Sean.
Lisa Briggs comes your way next from the Bruce Company here on 1310 WIBA. WIBA and Ask the Experts, hanging out with our computer experts from Troll Bites. We have got Sam along with us. Sam, did you get some coffee in the break there?
Yes, I did. I got a caramel macchiato thing that my wife got me. It's pretty good.
You are a spoiled man.
Oh, yes, I am. I will not deny that at all.
Great to have you back. And we started the morning. We talked a little bit earlier today just about a friend of mine experiencing some issues with what some might think is a kind of an easier upgrade. And obviously, if everything goes smoothly, it certainly is. It's when things start to go wrong that you run into trouble. We're talking about some of the stuff that you see at Troll Bites, Sam, just with when people are bringing in their computers and some of the problems that they're having. And I think a lot of times we think hardware problems, but software things, issues, whether it's malware, whether it's viruses, or whether it's just simply a piece of software that just isn't working properly, or issues with things like antivirus software. There's a lot of things that can go wrong with computer software, isn't there?
Yeah. There's definitely a lot of things that can go wrong, and it's not always like a really big obvious problem too, like getting a blue screen of death.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's there's something going on with the program that you're trying to run where more often than not, an update that it tried doing in the background failed some way somehow, and now the program's slightly messed up. Could be that one of the RAM chips needs to be taken out and reseated back into the computer, and that will help it get it back up and running again. Sometimes your computer is simply running slow because there's tons of updates going on in the background. Mm-hmm. There's a whole multitude of things that could cause your computer to have issues and run slow. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot there. Of course, joining Sam and I this morning is John as well. John, how you doing today?
I'm good. I don't have the fancy coffee, though. Mine's just black.
Oh, man, you got to stop over and see Sam this morning.
No, Dad just likes his coffee black.
I'm with you, John. I'm a black coffee is the way to go. John, did you catch Sam and I's earlier conversation just about the RAM issue?
I did, yes.
Do you see that type of error from time to time where people think they're doing what's best and turns out just to become a nightmare when it comes to hardware installation?
A lot of the things that we see at the shop would be more of the, hey, I'm going to build a computer, and they get kind of halfway into it, or most of the parts are assembled and they run into a problem and then bring us the whole project. So then we kind of just tear it all down and start over and just make sure everything's put together and working correctly. So the RAM install that your friend was trying to take care of, that's a little bit of an interesting one, because if it didn't fit correctly, I could see where that could cause some issues, and the computer may recognize it, may not, or kind of, if it's kind of in the slot and kind of not, it might be causing some issues that way too. But we don't typically see that particular scenario too much, though.
Yeah, I thought it was a strange one too. And something I had learned in talking with them is PC3L. Is that, do you see much of that L? Is that with low voltage, or what is that?
The L is low voltage. Yep. So that would indicate that the laptop has to have, if it came with PC3L, mm-hmm. then you have to match that up with the existing, or the extra RAM stick that you're putting in has to be the same exact architecture, which would be the PC3 and then the L for low voltage. And then you should match up the speed as well too. So that would be the number after the PC3L. And sometimes you can get the computer to be okay. If you don't have the exact speed, it'll match up itself with the slowest RAM chip that's in there. But some laptops are very, very, very finicky, and they just won't work right if you don't have the exact architecture and speed in there as well, too.
Macintosh, I feel like they're notorious, obviously, with some of their smaller ones. There's no access anyway, but it seems like some of their computers are all very particular about what kind of RAM they'll take, talking like desktops and iMacs and those kind of things.
Yeah, some of the older ones, definitely. The newer ones, and I would say what we see newer for ones that we can do some upgrades on would be, anything within the last 5 years or something like that. Mm-hmm. Those are a little bit more forgiving with the hardware that you can put in them, but they have their moments too.
That's true. Talking this morning with John and Sam, our father and son duo from Troll Bytes. If you've got a question for the guys about your computer, about your network, about your printer, maybe you're looking at things like managed services options, great opportunity this morning. Got a question, get you on the air. 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. We'll get you on the air with computer experts from Troll Bytes. Don't forget to learn more about them online, trollbytes.com. That's Troll BYTES.com. They're right at 895 Springdale Street in beautiful Mount Horeb. And their telephone number is 608-437-5590. That's 437-5590. When we talk about some other type of issues that people run into that they may be trying to do themselves, and we've had a couple of calls and conversations over the years, and I'll leave this to either one of you guys to talk about, but people thinking what's best is, well, I'm going to add another antivirus. There's something running, I don't really like whatever the program is, so I'm going to upgrade and add a new one. And they forget to remove the one that's already there or turn off the one that's already there. And that creates all sorts of problems, doesn't it?
I don't know if Sam's still on or did he drop off?
No, I'm here.
Oh, okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Yep, I got you now. I figured you'd jump on that one, Sam, because that's kind of in the stuff that we're going to do today.
Yeah, the way that I like to describe it for my customers when they ask me this sort of question, I use the phrase, too many cooks in the kitchen spoils the soup.
Yes.
Because if you have more than one of the same type of protection program on your computer, there's a couple of different types of them. There's antivirus, there's anti-malware, there's anti-spyware. Those three separate ones by themselves, you can have those installed on your computer. That would be perfectly fine. However, if you have more than one antivirus or anti-malware or anti-spyware, the two or multiple ones will come into conflict with each other. And basically, I don't want to say that they'll start fighting for space, but they'll all start trying to do their jobs at the same time. And that can cause problems with your computer. And if left unchecked, that can actually damage Windows to a point where it would need, you know, special tools to repair it. Or we may just need to reinstall Windows entirely.
That is, that would be a problem right there.
It's a bit of a problem, yeah. Thankfully, though, antivirus is usually, you know, knocking on wood while I say this, they're usually not necessarily super difficult to remove. It's just once you get that process kicked off and once the antivirus is actually removed from the computer, then you can start installing what you want.
Excellent stuff. Talking this morning with Sam and John, our computer experts from TrollBytes. Online, TrollBytes.com. That's Troll, B-Y-T-E-S.com. Got a question? Love to get you on the air. 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. John and Sam are here to help you. Again, the number 321-1310. Of course, you can stop in and see them as well right at 895 Springdale Street in beautiful Mount Horeb. And their telephone number 608-437-5590. That's 437-5590. And the BSO came up a little bit earlier today, which was the blue screen of death. Do we still see that, or is Windows 10 and Windows, I guess, 11 now, are they a little better about managing errors without having to get to that point, or that stuff still go on?
No, we still get plenty of blue screens of death. Actually, Windows 10 has the blue screen of death. Windows 11 has the black screen of death now. So, however, their blue screens, their error screens, I should call them, they're not necessarily as informative as the Windows 7 era was, because the errors that they give off are very generic. So it doesn't necessarily tell you what exactly the problem is. It would just say something like, oh, there's a problem with your system. You should go get it checked out. Whereas, you know, the older blue screens of death would say, oh, there was a problem with a driver, or it's a hardware problem. The blue screen of death that you get nowadays, it says, oh, there's a problem. You should just go get it fixed. It makes it a bit more difficult to troubleshoot.
Yeah, sometimes they say contact your administrator, which we just love.
Yeah. If you need an administrator, I know a couple of guys right here from TrollBytes.
I look at those messages and go, wait a minute, that's me. Uh-oh.
Yeah, exactly. I think a lot of us get really terrified, whether it's the blue or the black screen of death. We see that thing pop up on our computer and go, oh my gosh, this thing is ruined, or there's something seriously wrong. That's not, you know, it doesn't mean that all hope is lost. Obviously, things can be repaired, things can be fixed. It's not as scary as I think, you know, a lot of us see that and encounter that and go, oh my gosh, this thing is done for, is it?
Yeah, because getting the blue screen back in like the Windows 95, 98 XP days, that was something that could actually give you a heart attack, right?
Yes.
That was when you knew that you were in serious trouble.
What about, and with that too, I feel like sometimes people will get issues after like a Windows update and those, you know, those kind of things. And can you just generally do like a rollback or something like that if that occurs, or how can that be handled?
Yeah, we run into that from time to time with Microsoft patches. And you know, most recently, a couple months back, there was all sorts of printing issues after some of the Microsoft updates. So in that situation, yes, definitely do a little bit of research, figure out which patch caused the issue, and then you can certainly uninstall that patch. That's usually the recommended way, and then eventually Microsoft will figure out what they broke by trying to fix something,
and then they'll probably break something else at the same time, right?
Well, they have that track record, yes.
What is and I'll put this one to you, Sam. What's the most common thing you see people bring their computer in for? What's kind of that biggest? If there was like one problem that you see more than all the others, what would it be?
Nowadays I would say it would be that someone was using their computer and they were just browsing online, and then they would get a big scary pop-up that says your computer's infected, call this number, don't shut down your computer, your IP's leaked, your internet's hacked, and it would just repeat this over and over and over again, and you're not able to close out of it normally. I would say that is, I deal with at least between 1 to 3 of those types of computers or phone calls every day.
Mm-hmm.
That's the most common issue that I see nowadays.
And that's one of those things that obviously you're able to take care of in the shop and help people. Is that one where a remote connection could work as well? Or is that one where it's really best to get the computer in and have you take a look at it?
Excuse me. I don't necessarily need to do a remote connection for that, because the pop-up that you get, and we've actually run into this a couple of times too, what happens is that what that pop-up is, that is just an advertisement. It's no different than like those ads that you would see off the side of your screen, or the ones that would pop up from spending time on a website. What these ads do, however, is that they have what's called a script running in them that is supposed to activate, I don't want to call it a hidden feature, but it's a feature that some web browsers have that allow it to go full screen. And like businesses would use this because, you know, like for example, a McDonald's, where they have like those flat screen TVs as their menus, and they have like videos and such playing on them. That is kind of what happens, where it goes full screen, but you don't see any way to close out of it. There's no normal way that you can close out of the browser now when it's in that type of mode. So one, you have a computerized voice yelling at you to that, you know, your computer's infected and you can't close out of your PC normally, which makes it more scary. Really, all you have, the best advice that I can give you is, I mean, if you're not sure how to close out of your web browser, you can give me a call. I can give you a couple of extra steps to try. Or you can just simply shut down your computer and power it back on, reboot it a few times, and you should be good to go from there.
Really great stuff this morning with John and Sam, our computer experts from Trollbytes. If you got a question, still got time to get you on the air, 608-321-1310. Guys, would love to help you out. Again, give us a call, 608-321-1310. You can learn more about Trollbytes on their website, trollbytes.com. That's troll, B-Y-T-E-S.com, located right at 895 Springdale Street in beautiful Mount Horeb. We heard from Sam what his most common issue is. We'll hear from John next and take your call as Ask the Experts with Trollbytes continues right here on 1310. WIBA. .854 1310 WIBA, Madison in the morning, and Ask the Experts. Hanging out with our computer experts from Trollbytes. Don't forget, you can find them anytime online, trollbytes.com. That's troll, B-Y-T-E-S.com. Their telephone number, 608-437-5590. That's 437-5590. And they're located right at 895 Springdale Street in beautiful Mount Horeb. And I had asked Sam before the break about the most common thing he sees as far as computer issues. John, I'm going to turn it over to you now. What is the most common issue you run into with folks?
I would say lately it's more of the email phishing that people are getting quite a bit of. And a lot of our clients will, you know, receive an email that does come through the spam filter. And it will simply say something like, hey, can you change my bank routing information for DD or something like for direct deposit? And, you know, stuff like that. And they'll have a form attached to it. Like, you know, they filled out the form and there's a PDF. But then, you know, if somebody does open the PDF, then it takes them to, you know, basically just says there's a big button that says, you know, sign in. So it takes them to some scammed or spoofed website that either could look like your Microsoft page or your bank login page or something like that, and it expects you to enter your username and password, which they simply will trap or collect, and then they have your username and password for whatever site that you think you are trying to log into. So a lot of that type of activity is going on, and that has ramped up in the last month, especially. So that's probably the most common call that I get right now is, you know, hey, I got this email. Is it legit? And then, you know, we do a little bit of a investigation and inspection on it to see where it came from and see what is actually in the email, and kind of go from there.
And that's, as we talked too about, you know, managed services and of course helping with computer security and consultation and all that great stuff is obviously the past 2 years or so, things have shifted. Have you seen, do people tend to work better or maybe not quite as well if they're working remotely? Are they a little better about not opening emails, or does it not matter at all?
I think just across the board lately, the people are much more aware.
Yeah,
that there's these types of information gathering tactics. So I think they're a little bit more on alert. The one that gets everybody is the one that is so obvious, but you're trying to power through your day and you got, you know, 10 things going on and you're juggling this and that, and you click on the link and it's like, oh no, why did I do that? I know I shouldn't have done that. So That's the most recent one we got. And, you know, the poor lady, she felt terrible, but she knew what she did. She called and we did a little inspection and changed whatever account passwords were potentially in play, and went from there. So they can get you. You just gotta be careful. And sometimes it's the most obvious one that is the one that gets you, unfortunately.
Yeah. And it's interesting you mentioned, because they here at the radio station will occasionally do audits of us, and they'll send out legitimate looking emails that are actually designed to train you to spot these kind of things. And I remember like the first or second one ever, it was just a link to a Dropbox, which I use for some shows. And I thought, oh, somebody must have sent me a new show, and I click it and it turned up.
You're on the list, buddy.
Yep, exactly. I got to watch a 45-minute video about internet safety.
That had to be painful.
That was painful, but you know what doesn't happen anymore? Don't click those Dropbox links.
I'm actually working on a I'm working with a business partner, and this is what they specialize in, is email training.
Nice.
And their methodology is actually pretty cool. They send out a little 3 or 4 minute video clip, and it's actually an animation, and it talks about email security and how the new tactics are tricking people and stuff. And it's actually very entertaining to watch. So it's not boring and dry or anything. Mm-hmm. It's like a little sitcom almost, or something like that. So I'm going to be probably rolling some of that out to my clients, as far as here, you know, this is some really interesting, easy to digest information for you on email phishing and just network security in general. So I think that'll be a good plus for us.
Yeah, it is. That'd be great. And for the people that you work with, they talk about, you know, education and people understanding how this stuff works. The best line of defense is never having the problem in the first place. Obviously, mistakes can be made, but training and those kind of things, very, very important. And we talk about Trollbytes and all the great services that they offer. We mentioned managed services. If you are a business that's growing, or maybe you're a business that says, you know what, we need to get some professionals in when it comes to managing our IT, the folks at Trollbytes can definitely help you out with that. Support, security, consultation, backup, all that stuff available. As well as if you're a computer owner, a computer user, you got some issues with your computer, they'd love to help you out at Trollbytes. The website, trollbytes.com. That's troll, BYTES.com. Their telephone number, 608-437-5590. That's 437-5590. Located right at 895 Springdale Street in beautiful Mount Horeb. It's always a great day to take a ride down that trollway and stop on in and see you. They'd love to see you at Trollbytes. Again, 895 Springdale Street, and online, trollbytes.com. That's troll, BYTES.com. John, Sam, it is always great hanging out with you guys. You enjoy the day.
I'll say goodbye for Sam. He had to go. So everyone else, have a great day. Be blessed.
Yeah, as do you. Thank you so much, John. Dan O'Donnell comes your way next right here on 1310 WIBA.